A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on May 17, 1987, entitled The Seasons of Our Lives, Zacchaeus, Come On Down and Celebrate, Scripture in Song. The scripture readings are Isaiah 58, verses 13 through 14, and Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
We are about to conclude our celebration of another Christian year, the calendar that is set by the events of the life and death and resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave us his Spirit on Pentecost. And as we celebrate those holy seasons, I want you to see for just a few moments this morning that it is God's intention that there be times and seasons in our lives, special days, times, and seasons, in order that through their observance, all days and all times and seasons might be sanctified and made holy. If you noted the early proclamations this morning, the first announced the creation of the heavens and the earth. And after that poetic drama of creation was portrayed by the Hebrew writer, he tells us God rested the seventh day, and he hallowed and blessed the Sabbath. And then the second proclamation was from the first giving of the law in Exodus chapter 20. There we are commanded, Israel was commanded, to keep the Sabbath day holy. For if you would read carefully, you would note that the reason to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy was to be reminded that God created the heavens and the earth. God did all of this in 6 days, said the writer, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, remember creation. Remember your Creator. Pause in the regular routine of a weekly rhythm and remember that you are creature, not creator, that you have been created by God, that this world is our Father's world, that He holds the whole world in His hand. And then that same Decalogue, those same Ten Commandments, reappear a second time in the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. And it's so interesting that there, once again, we are told to keep the Sabbath day holy. But this time, no mention is made of creation. This time, the paragraph on the Sabbath concludes with this word: remember that God with mighty hand delivered you from the slavery of Egypt. And I find it fascinating that in the two renderings of the law in the Old Testament, the Sabbath commandment is given a double foundation. In the first place, remember the God of creation. In the second place, remember the God of salvation. To remember that God has created and God has redeemed is to have the whole spectrum of human experience included. It is to have the whole of reality understood under the aegis of the grace and mercy of God. To pause one day in seven, to disconnect from everything that presses in upon us, to disconnect from the pressure of our labor and the obligations and responsibilities of our vocations, to break the routine, to interrupt the flow, to pause, to cease, to be still, and to remember God has created, God has redeemed, is to bring to life the rhythm and the flow that will enable us to live all of life as before the face of God. C.S. Lewis, in his marvelous Screwtape Letters, you'll remember that Screwtape is the senior devil who is instructing a junior devil how to be devilish. And speaking about God, Screwtape says, he gives them, that is, he gives his people, each season different, yet every year the same, so that spring is always felt as a novelty, yet always the recurrence of an immemorial theme. He gives them in his church a spiritual year. They change from a fast to a feast, but it is the same feast as before. And old Screwtape knows how wise is God, for he says in the shifting seasons of the year in the church, God satisfies our love of change and our love of permanence. And in another place, C.S. Lewis, speaking about religious duties and obligations, says this: when we carry out our religious duties, we are like people digging channels in a waterless land in order that when at last the water comes, it may find them ready. There are happy moments even now when a trickle creeps along the dry beds, and happy souls to whom this happens often. C.S. Lewis understood that if there are no sacred times, then the remembrance of the sacred is lost altogether. Religious duties and rituals can be empty. They can be mindless rituals. They can be boring and dead. They can be sometimes like digging channels in a waterless land. But if we dig them, there'll be that time now and again when a trickle of water will flow and we'll be refreshed. Religious duties and obligations are not ends in themselves. They are those things God has given to us, those appointments, those special days, those holy seasons, when we can move from fast to feast, always reflecting that God the Creator is our blessed Redeemer, knowing that He holds the whole world in His hand, and our lives, our names are engraven on the palms of His hands. The Sabbath principle was so intrinsic to the worship and life of the Old Testament people that we identify Sabbath and seventh day with rest in Israel. We are an Easter people. We've moved from the seventh day to the first. We observe the Lord's Day because of Christ's resurrection. But the principle is the same. And as we have the weekly feast, the weekly festival, we are called back again and again. To be sure, sometimes just out of habit, out of routine, sometimes out of obligation, not always with anticipation and joy. But if we are going through the motions, there will be the day when the motions will result in emotions, emotions of joy, and the experience of grace. And so, once again, we have traveled that way from Advent through Christmas, through Epiphany, through Lent, through Easter, and Eastertide, moving toward Ascension and Pentecost, and the celebration of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And what a rich drama that is, to call us back again and again, to interrupt the pressure of our lives, to stop us short one day in seven, in order that it may be said vividly to us, perhaps in silence, I am the Lord thy God. I have created thee. I have redeemed thee. Thou art mine. And so, relax. Let yourself go. Move and sing with the children as once again the wheel of the seasons revolves before us, that we may rejoice in God our Creator and our Redeemer. Well, our beautiful children and our gifted staff have done us proud once again. I know that these children have imbibed within their very being the truths that they have sung about and acted out. I could not help but feel how long away we have come from the old Christmas programs in which I used to participate, where you would be forced up into the platform and take a hitch in your britches and say, I am just a little boy, but I am always full of joy, and down again. If you remember the Old Testament lesson of this morning, you'll find that the celebration of the Sabbath, or in our case, the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, is given to us as a gift from God, given to us to enjoy. He says to a people like us very much, distracted by many things, trying to make a living, trying to cope, trying somehow or other to survive, the prophet in the name of the Lord says to such people, if you would cease to tread the Sabbath underfoot and keep my holy day free from your own affairs, if you call the Sabbath a day of joy and the Lord's holy day a day to be honored, if you honor it by not plying your trade, not seeking your own interest or attending to your own affairs, then you shall find your joy in the Lord. Holy times and seasons, well observed, will enable us to make every time and season holy. Sometimes I kid you a bit about being a people who never come to church 2 weeks in a row. And you laugh that nervous laugh of guilt. But I shouldn't really just kid you about that, because as a matter of fact, as your pastor, I know how necessary it is for your well-being that you keep holy day, that you keep appointed times, that you keep holy seasons, that you move from fast to feast. Apart from that interruption into the flow of our lives, apart from that first day of the week that obtrudes itself upon us, enabling us to disconnect, to unplug, to be set free for even a little time, to have even a little space to be still and to know that He is God. Apart from that, our lives will become a barren wilderness. Oh, many times you may come and you may dig channels as in a waterless desert. But if you go through the motions, there will be that moment when motion will be moved to emotion, to the experience of love and grace, to that sudden sense that this is my Father's world, that He holds the whole world in His hand because He is God, the great Creator, that He is the God of so great salvation, He has become my Redeemer. To be sure, all of the ritual and the routine can sometimes be so empty and so barren of meaning, but there will be those moments when suddenly I know that I have been addressed, that I have been graced, and I will go forth from here, the assembly of the people of God in the house of the Lord, knowing that once again His face has smiled upon me. Keeping holy day, keeping holy seasons, observing Sabbath. Elie Wiesel, the Jewish writer who received the Nobel Prize recently, who saw his mother and his sisters fed to the gas irons in the ovens in the Nazi Holocaust, and saw his father die inch by inch, lost his faith, became numb within, saw a child hanging on the gallows and could no longer pray. Years later, some few years ago, writing in the Christian Century in a series, How My Mind Has Changed, says, how I wish I could return to the Sabbath of my adolescence. I can still hear the sounds. I can hear my grandfather's prayers for the angels of the Sabbath to accompany us. I remember the white tablecloth. I remember the blinking candles. I remember the prayers my parents offered. I remember the sights and the smells of Sabbath. And oh, that I could return to the Sabbath of my youth. The Lord said, if only you would disconnect for a time. If only you would realize that what I offer you is not some heavy duty and onerous obligation. What I offer you is my joy. Because I know what is good for you, and what is good for you is to stop striving for a time, to stop clawing your way through life, to pause long enough to remember that all is of God and all is of grace, to pause long enough to be refreshed with the dew of my spirit. I remember some time ago seeing the film Witness, set in an Amish community with all of the very distinctive ways of that community, those old-fashioned ways. It reminded me of my childhood, for I kept Sabbath, or the Lord's Day. As a child, I think it was an ugly Sunday. As a child, I wasn't a bit happy or impressed with it. But I know today I have been shaped by that day more than all the other days of my life, because that day was filled with eternity, with infinity, with God, with grace, with love. It was very special, and I was never allowed to forget it. And so, sometimes it's just going through the motions. Sometimes it seems to be nothing more than empty routine. But now and again, a light breaks forth. Now and again, There is a joy that overwhelms us. A Christian is surprised as he sings, as she prays. And so, Sabbath is a gift. Holy times and seasons are to be observed and kept in order that all times and seasons may be holy and our whole life lived before the face of God. And how is it with you today? Busy? Stressful? Under pressure? Hardly having time to take time just to be? God says, if only you would not tread my Sabbath underfoot, if only you would let loose from your affairs and plying your trade, if only you would come into my presence, you would know the joy of the Lord, the joy of celebration. One of the vivid images of my mind from a trip to Israel was on Sabbath, Friday evening, as sun was setting, at the old wall where all of the faithful Jewish people gathered, seeing a class of young men coming from a distance, locked arm in arm, dancing their way, singing their way, because Sabbath was upon them. Ah, the joy of the Lord that comes from remembering our great Creator, our gracious Redeemer, with each returning first day of the week, in season, out of season, throughout all our days, lived in the strength of His joy. Thanks be to God.